I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy.
Come on, sing it.
It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy.
Oh, yeah.
It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
Okay, pumpkin spice has gone too far, guys. This is just getting out of control. Around 2:30 p.m. yesterday afternoon, some students at a high school in Baltimore reported a strange smell. What is that? You know, like, what do you think, like a gas leak or something?
Ooh,
possibly?
That's scary.
You know, that's dangerous. But the school was immediately evacuated, and a hazmat team went to check it out, and the smell turned out to be coming from a pumpkin spice air freshener.
Are you serious? How'd they not realize that was obviously like a candle or an air thing?
Maybe it was just so strong, you know? Like, I don't know. And they were too, I don't know. I'm trying to think about what your question would, like, how to answer that. I mean, I smelled some strong smells in my day. I'm like, oh, that like really gives me a headache, kind of. And maybe they didn't want to go into the room. But yeah, it was a pumpkin spice air freshener.
A smell you're not used to all year.
Yeah, there you go. Only certain times of the year. Even though all this sounds like a joke, two students and three adults had to be taken to the hospital, although it's not clear if it's from the smell or if it's from the actual people like freaking out and evacuating. This is actually the news clip from it.
Students here at Cristo Rey High School reported a strange odor around 2:30 this afternoon. Staff and students were evacuated and emergency crews were called to the scene. Baltimore City fire crews called in a hazmat team, which determined there was nothing hazardous inside the school.
Wow.
And that's when a firefighter discovered a plug-in pumpkin spice air freshener. Fire officials say that's the odor that students and staff were smelling.
And it's not just like, hey, it stinks, but like people went to the hospital. So obviously, I mean, they probably weren't basic white girls.
I cannot believe someone went to the hospital for that. Like, they were just trying, that was somebody trying to nuke this into a lawsuit in case it was a real gas leak.
No way.
Faking it.
Two students and three adults they're going to try to get some of that pumpkin spice money?
Yeah, they are. What? Because that doesn't make sense. Why would you need to go, if it was only an air freshener, why would you have to
go
to the hospital?
Maybe it was so strong that it affected your nose and your head, like it gave you a headache. You've never had a smell, a lot of time chemical smell, where you get like, that's why they warn you with chemicals, like
they were
don't
like,
be
ooh,
in.
There's some sort of minor chemical leak, I have a little bit of a headache, I'm going to be like, oh my gosh, I am messed up from this, I need $100,000 to cover my
You have way too many conspiracy
damage.
Theories.
That's exactly what they were doing. It's not a conspiracy theory,
yes.
It happens every day in America.
You and your conspiracy theories. All right, let's head over to another dummy today. A guy broke into a Mexican restaurant in New York on Long Island around 2 a.m. on Tuesday and smashed the cash register, stole about $100, but that might not have been what he was really there for, because after he grabbed the money, you know, he took about 45 minutes and cooked himself a bunch of food.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, he ended up going into the surveillance cameras. The owner saw this, and they saw this guy putting on gloves, picking ingredients out of the fridge, and cooking up some beans, chicken, and some shrimp. Then he sat down and enjoyed what he made. The owner said he did such a great job that, quote, you know, I would have hired this guy if he wasn't a criminal.
Stealing makes you hungry, works up your appetite.
Oh, it wasn't even a to-go order?
No. He made it there and sat down, and he did all the proper technique. Like, if you touch this ingredient and this thing, okay, you don't want to cross-contaminate, so you got to change gloves. So maybe, I mean, yeah.
Smash the register afterwards, though. If they caught you during then, it's, oh, I just came in here to eat.
No, I was hungry.
Yeah.
Would that be less of a crime, do you think?
Yeah.
So the cops are, here's the thing, though. They haven't found him. They're trying to track him down because I guess he left. And by the way, he took $100, but he left $1 in the tip jar. So,
he did sit there and eat.
He's like, man.
Are you serious?
He's like, damn, that cook was good, whoever made this food.
This guy is bizarre.
Wouldn't it be weird, and I wouldn't be surprised with these dumb criminal stories. Like, what if this guy actually ends up, like, working there? He applies, like, weeks or months later?
Sure, yeah, a little rehabilitation, you know, yeah. He changes his life around.
And your final dummy of the day story today? Women. That's all I gotta say is women. A woman jumped on her boyfriend's vehicle after he broke up with her. Here's the actual audio. I'll stop it along the way because I don't know if you're gonna be able to hear all this, but this is just crazy.
You recording?
Yeah, I was.
Why are you recording
That's
me?
What I do.
Why are you recording?
I was recording
what?
You last night when it's in your stomach. Now you-
what?
When a what?
I can't say that on the radio.
You know,
when he said it was in your stomach?
There you
okay,
go. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah,
in
go.
Somewhere else. Though.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah.
I'm recording.
Oh, no, you're not. Go ahead. Take your
so
that's when my baby.
Oh, okay. That bum anyway. That gonna buy you no red bottoms and no green hair.
Oh, ooh. No more red bottoms or green hair?
Okay, I'm very upset about the green hair, though. Like, Christian Louboutin, you can wait. But my green hair, you better not.
Bet you. I'm out.
By the way,
I can't even understand what they're saying.
I thought they were like a I've never heard people swear so much in a fight in my life.
Wait, I want to go back to the beginning with the stomach thing. So he's saying you weren't mad. Did he say you weren't mad last night when I was recording you during that?
No. She was cheating on him. Here we go.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I was. Why
are
you recording me?
That's what I do.
I was recording you
last night when it's in your stomach. Now you talking.
When his. Ooh, yeah, so she caught her with another guy.
Gotcha.
So I think we got that makes sense there.
I'm out. See you.
Bye.
All right, bye.
So you really going to leave?
Yeah, I'm out.
I love that, too. It's like, I'm leaving. Like, okay, fine. Wait, are you really leaving?
Every girl.
Fine. I don't care. You can leave.
I'm out. Yo, get off my car. Get off my car.
She belly flops onto his hood and onto the window like, no.
Hood rat.
Get off my car.
Please don't leave.
I got to go. I got to leave. Money.
Would you break down that quick, Alex? Because you're like, fine, leave. That's like, please.
This is like a very different, more sweary version of The Notebook when Allie is begging Noah not to leave. Well, at first she's telling him, we're breaking up. And she's kicking his driver's side door. And she's like, leave. I hate you. We're breaking up. And then as soon as he starts pulling up, she's like, wait, we really ain't breaking up, are we? It's exactly the same thing, just a little bit more sweary.
Sorry. No, you ain't sorry. I'm going to let you, but I got to go right now. I'm out, man. Yo, I'm out, man. I'm out.
So he starts driving.
I'm out, yo.
She's still in the car.
You would. It's cool. I got a big.
So she's on the hood of his car. They're going down the street saying, He's got a little D.
Oh, my God.
Just yelling it like she's a hood ornament or something.
This is wild.
That's why I'm going to crash.
You know what? They sound stable. I think these two kids are going to work it out.
I do, too. I feel like we're going to see them on, like, you know, a new romance update or something like that.
Yeah,
it's a great way to wrap up your Dummy of the Day with a love story. Those right there are your Dummies of the Day on the Joe and Alex Show.